This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri law requires public charter schools to meet state academic standards, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports, a majority of the 17 charter school systems in St. Louis also measure success using other benchmarks like enrollment and racial equity.
To illustrate how success is measured, let's take a look at two schools in St. Louis. One has an excellent track record with the state for attendance, standardized test scores, and graduation rates. The other has a history of low performance. Confluence Academy is the largest charter school system in St. Louis. At its South St. Louis campus, a classroom full of second graders is learning how to draw a graph.
Grace, what did you notice about your data at your table?
Everything is scrambled, but it's not in order.
Math skills like this are crucial for Confluence, which needs to boost its standardized test scores. The charter school system has fallen short of state benchmarks ever since it opened in 2003. CEO Candace Carter-Oliver says she knows Confluence needs to improve, but points to a different measurement as a sign of her school's success.
The 3,200 families that are with us, that have chosen us, are with us for a reason. Otherwise, they would not have stayed. And so because of that, we're doing some things very well and right.
Confluence has performed worse, judging by state standards, than St. Louis Public Schools for three straight years. State law says charter schools can face consequences for that. It's the sponsor's job, not the State Board of Education's, to close a charter school if it's not measuring up. But Confluence's sponsor renewed its charter earlier this year. To explain why, we talked to Jerry Kettenbach, the director of Mizzou's charter school office, which holds Confluence's charter. He says it's because the school system improved by 20 percentage points over the past 3 years.
If Confluence had been totally flatline, we would not have renewed them. You know, after 2.5 years, we would have said, you know, you've made no gain. They were in that middle category. They've not been doing well, but they're improving.
Most St. Louis charter schools give weight to yardsticks other than the state standards, like Confluence does. Northside Community School in Northwest St. Louis, for instance, prizes personal development. At both Confluence and Northside, most students are either Black or Latino and come from low-income households. Principal Stella Arondu has high expectations for her 400 elementary school students and takes a hands-on approach, even jumping in and helping a group of third graders with geometry.
So you might want to erase this one or just cross this out.
Northside earned a perfect score from the state last year, but Arondu says high scores on standardized tests aren't her goal.
Of course, academically, I want them to be successful, but I also want them to have social skills.
So Northside measures increases in a student's self-control, independence, and organization. Arondu says those skills are at least as important as math and English.
A lot of grown-ups who have technical skills have derailed because they didn't have the soft skills to manage their temper, their anger, manage a workplace.
Charter schools have been in Missouri for only 20 years, and the rules governing them are still being fine-tuned. Again, Mizzou's Kettenbach.
The expectations of success that were in place then, you know, over the tests of time have been found maybe weren't as clear as we wanted them to be, and so they've evolved over time.
But without a definitive way to measure success, parents have to trust that the schools are doing right by their children. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.